Lewis makes the bold statement that how we think of God is of no importance, except insofar as it is related to how God thinks of us. And in yet another place, he reflects on the frantically comic picture of the fly deciding what it is going to make of the elephant. That's in an essay entitled, What Are We to Make of Jesus Christ? Imagination, reason, will. All three rings need to be simultaneously purified and fertilized by the loving action of the Holy Spirit as he brings Christ to birth in us. No doubt most people here, all people here, maybe rationally assent to the truth of Christianity. Reason, the middle ring, is converted. But without imagination on the one side giving meaning to that rational assent, and without will on the other side actually choosing to do something about it, reason's power of maintaining that assent will gradually wither. If imagination and will say no, there's no long-term future for reason's yes. I think it was Simone Weil who used to say that the only thing that matters when we hear the word of God is that we say yes to it. Yes in our imagination, yes in our reason, yes in our will. And in this we follow in the footsteps of Christ himself. For as St. Paul says in his second letter to the Corinthian church, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. One of those promises is that God's image in us will be restored by his Messiah, his anointed one. And since we are made in God's image and God is Trinity, we should expect to see a reflection of the Trinity in our own nature. Is it too fanciful, I wonder, to equate our high and pure reason with the Father, and to equate our low, earthy imagination with the Son, and to equate the one who willingly unites both high and low with the Holy Spirit? If a friendly car mechanic strolls up to you at some point today and asks you if you're made in the image of God, reply to him, yes. 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 Let us pray.